My name is Nita. I'm a food addict. I came into these walls 34 years ago, 91 January, and my numbers were 183 plus, because last 6 years of my life, I was trying to control my weight, and I was going up and up and up, and nothing has worked, because I was thinking that, my thinking was, if I become thin, my life would become manageable and better. So I trying to control my weight that I had no control. So I have done like the old all these things, different things, but everything I can start, but I can finish within 2 days. And after 3 days, it is for the birds. I don't need it. I'll eat tomorrow. And that tomorrow never came. Or then later on in my life, it became a Monday morning, I'll start. Monday morning, that Monday never came until I came to these walls. So my childhood was fine. I came here when I was a young girl. And I didn't have a physical symptoms of the disease until when I was turning 34. And so, but I like sweets, but I just was very, very much into the activity and addicted to the adrenaline. And what next, what next, what next, like that. And never satisfied with what I had. I can never stay in the moment that I have. So I will come this and I will be fine. And I was miserable after that. I can reach the top of the mountain, and what next? What next? So never what next was my problem was there. And then doctor's opinion tells me that I had a physical allergy, mental obsession, and I was lacking a spiritual power. I had a higher power of my understanding. I grew up with that, but that God, higher power, I call it God, is a compartment. In a compartment means I can ask God for these things, but I can't ask for these things, like that. And so there are times the God was in the left field and I was in the right field, and I get angry that why did he do this to me? He didn't do anything to me. It is just I who had between my ears thinking that the things doesn't work out the way I want, then I'm angry. I wanted what I wanted when I wanted. And if the people have done, they behave the way they are supposed to behave, my life would be better. So those are the things. And what this part of my disease was, then I picked up the food, alcohol, you name it, everything, to shut off the noise between my ears. And that noise was getting louder and louder and louder, and I couldn't shut off. And my depression was getting bigger and bigger. I was working, I was functional, I thought, but I was still, every night, I wish I was dead. I wish I was dead. Because I lost the interest in life. So I came into the program in 91 January. This is my story. I went to India after visiting my friends, after being here 20 years, and I was going to celebrate with them my holidays. And I came in, I went there. The clothes that I wore in the plane, I couldn't fit to come back. Who will go to the third world country and gain the weight? So in the plane, I'm crying. I said, I got to do something about this. A friend of mine, colleague of mine, had lost weight, so I asked her, and she introduced to me OA. He took me very first meeting in Belmont Relapse to Recovery. And I just thought that I'll become thin and I would not need you guys. 6 months out the door. 6 months out the door. That was my mantra. And I learned, I just was using as a food plan. 3 meals, nothing in between. And my food plan was a different before, but then it got changed after that. But then I came to these meetings. Medford, I used to have a big, huge meeting on Sunday, and then Arlington and Waltham, all 90 days meetings. And I saw the peace and serenity. They were 20 years to abstinence and say, somebody died, they didn't eat. Somebody got married, they didn't eat. And I'm like, oh, what the heck these people are talking about? And I saw the peace and serenity. And what it helped me was that, thank God I was committed to 6 months, because 6 months helped me to go in search for peace and serenity rather than being right. So up till now, I needed to be right. My rightness would come if I become thin. If I would have more things, everything, then I would become happy. My journey was happiness was being thin and wanting having more things. And what this program taught me, were the steps, the 12 steps. They are chronological way. 12 steps are chronological. So the first step, I came in as a denial, defiance, and delusion. Totally. I was desperately in, I wanted. And I used to say, why me, why me, why me, like that. And instead of that, what is my solution, God? Help me here. Help me here. What is my solution? Instead of a God, Hawaii, I surrender to how. How can I get better? So finally, I started listening to you all. And what I listened is that, come along, work the steps. So my mental obsession got at the bay more and more on a daily basis. And once I started lifting up that mental obsession, I put down the food with the abstinence, because doctor's opinion tells I needed to have a complete abstinence. So I gave up the flour and sugar because I committed for 6 months. So flour and sugar, 3 weighed and measured meals, I did that faithfully. And now I needed to take care of my mental obsession. And that's where the tools came. And then the steps came in. And I worked the steps, 12 steps. And I worked very different ways, all the way different ways. And last, I worked with the Big Book Step Study sponsor, and I worked with the Big Book Step Study things way. So now, today, what is my solution? My solution is, I have no power, no control. I lack the power and control. That is the first step. And my life is unmanageable because I lack. Because I use the food for gaining the power and control. I have a lack of power. I need other than me and greater than me help from that. Because I lack that, so other than me is my fellowship, and greater than me is, I call it, God. And the third step for me, I needed to be honest, willing, open. I needed to be honest, willing, open. I needed to surrender to that power greater than me. What I'm surrendering? My old way of thinking. What I'm surrendering? My stinky thinking. When I surrender my stinky thinking, I surrender my food, because I used to use the food for close that noise. So I surrender is my old stinky thinking, old behavior and everything. And I ask willingness to move towards the new behavior. new thinking, a new way of life. And then I have to work all the steps. So continue to work. I did the inventory. I did the fifth. I did the sixth and seven. Willing, 5 minutes left.
No, it
is not. Okay. So I worked the sixth and seven, and then I made an amends, and I continue that 10 steps. I have to work 10, 11, 12 every day. What is the 10? If I make a mistake, I have to correct it out. I can't keep it in, holding in. Oh, I'll correct that tomorrow. Just like that. Before I came into the program, oh, tomorrow I'll do that. Tomorrow I'll do that. And that tomorrow is never there. It's just today. This is a now program. Now, so now spells N-O-W. Mm-hmm. N-O-W is W-O-N, now one. And N-O-W is O-W-N, two. So these three ways, I own now. I have to do it now, now, now. To give you the example, last 3 years ago, I have so many examples, but this is I saw the change in me. 2 years ago, I went to India after COVID. We were, a whole family was getting together. We were out in Dalai Lama's Dharmashala and everything. And we were coming back to Bombay. And very pleasant family time, everything. Food was in its place. And on coming back, after staying with the family with 5 days, we were just waiting for going to the airport. And my two sister-in-law went to the bathroom, and I went after them. So they didn't see me that I went to the bathroom. So they got out, and they were talking amongst them that something that bothered me, them, about me. Because when I go to India, a lot of people want me to go to their house. And when they invite, they have to invite them. But then they have to give up their time too. It is legitimate, really. But they said that, oh, when Nita Van comes, we have to go with them, and she just doesn't understand that how crazy we get. Our life is so busy, and I don't want to expand my group anymore. It hurt my feeling. I was sitting in the park. Old me would have got out, screamed at them, created Third World War. New me sat quietly, let them get out, prayed on the hopper, calm down, God, you got to take away this, my hurt. God, you have to take out my hurt, because I don't want to have a Third World War right outside. And God, let me be kind, considerate, and loving towards them. Understand them. I got out. It hurt my feeling, yes. But I didn't act it out on it. And that's the difference between working steps and not working the steps. And asking God at once and asking them, bless them, bless them, bless them. And continue. So when I got a chance to talk to my sponsor, I say that, and I continue to bless them until that resentment was got over. But these are the recovery for me. And this is, so now I say, I don't have to be right. I want to be peaceful. That gave me such a peace, and that sits with me, that whenever I feel like it, that I want to say something, that keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. And get God guided first. And that helps me to live a better life. So now, how do I work this program? I am sponsored. I have a sponsee. If this program works, like I have to have people in my life. I have to be out.
5 minutes, Mita.
Thank you very much. And I have to give out what I have been given. And there is a time that I still go do my meetings. I do my step meetings. I do my OA meetings. I have a sponsor. I am sponsored. And I work the best of my ability. And another thing I'm learning, service in all areas of my life. In all areas of my life. And the 7 steps nowadays, more and more, I get down on my knees and I say 3rd step prayer, do the 1st 3 steps. I do the 7-step prayer and I say, God, now you have all of me. Good, bad, ugly. I say, and then I say, how can I be useful to you and to all your children? They are all God's children, whether I like them or not, but they are all God's children. So let me be useful to you and to all your children. Whoever is in your path, you put it in, I need to be useful to them. And I go about my day. I eat 3 weighed and measured meals. I don't eat flour and sugar. This program is portable everywhere. And I have boundaries around my food. I have boundaries around my emotions even. I still make mistakes. And that's why the 10 steps comes in. Continue, continue, continue. It says 5 times in that small paragraph in 86 page, I think it is. I might be wrong with the page number. But it says continue, continue, continue. If I make a mistake, I feel right away. And I'll say, oh, I need to make an amends right away. Do I want to make it now or do you want to wait for? Do I want to carry the burden again or carry the craziness in your head? No rationalization. Just do it. Just do it. That's my mantra lately. So I'm going to leave with you the 2 sentences here that I love it. I came across. Serenity comes when you trade expectations for acceptance. I have to accept I have a disease. I have to accept I have a stinky thinking and like that, and no more expectations of other people. And then another thing, a happy person is a person is happy not because everything is right in their life, but they are happy because their attitude towards everything in their life is right. So I call it attitude of gratitude helps me and makes me happy. The more and more when I'm attitude of gratitude version, I'm happier and happier. And I was in a journey for happiness, and today I am in a place that I have no regrets in my life. If the death comes in, it's not morbid way. I'm 73 years old. And if the death comes in, I have no regrets. I want my connection with my higher power more and more. And that's what I long in step 11. Every day, how can I connect with you better? How can I have a more relationship with you? My relationship with him was the roommate. Now we are having an intimate relationship. And I want to get that intimate relationship more and more at the deeper level. Thank you for asking me.